expectations this year high for the Seahawks? Can you just talk about how the preseason went and your thoughts on opening here where you won a defensive game a year ago?
Yeah, it's it's a great opportunity for us. It's a new season, a new opportunity, obviously. I thought we did a great job in the off season in terms of having a championship off season. That's what we talked about, ever since Atlanta is having that mindset of having a championship off season, and now it's time to really prepare and make sure that we're having a great week this week to get ready for a really good Carolina team. They've done a great job. At the end of the season, they were really, really strong at the end of the season, and obviously, they've had a great preseason as well. And so they're a young football team just like us and very, very talented guys on their football team. And so we're going to have to play our A game, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Russell, what does it feel like to you? I know it's a little removed now, but when you do return to North Carolina, does that inspire any memories or anything? Just talk about that situation, please.
Of course I do. Whenever I come back, it's a great moment for me just to be able to be back in North Carolina. A place that I've enjoyed ever since I ever went to NC State and everything. So it was a great experience for me. I graduated there from there in 3 years and everything like that. And obviously playing there last year meant a lot to me. And then also every time I go back, I went back this summer to run my camps there and everything. So it feels like home. Going back to North Carolina, I'm excited about the opportunity to obviously go back, but more important, another opportunity to play the game of football. And we're excited about the opportunity. We're going to have to bring our A game, like I said, and play our best football.
How much of the – when you played the Panthers last year, I think that was your fifth game, how much of a playbook did you have then as opposed to the end of the season and obviously going into this week?
I think that we always had the whole playbook in for the most part, but we actually really started running a lot of our plays during that game and after that game for the most part. And that's when I really trusted myself. That's when everybody else trusted me and just kind of let loose and just play the game the way I know how to play it. And so I think that's the biggest thing. It's going to be a great season this year in terms of how much more I know from last year. It's amazing how that works. You just continue to critique yourself, continue to watch yourself, and just learn as much as you can. Every day I come here, it's an opportunity to do something great. That's the way I look at it, and to learn something new. No matter if it's the same play call as it was last year, or if I've thrown that same route 100 million times, there's something new to that play. That's something new to that throw. That's the way I look at it. And going up against the Panthers, it's going to be a great game. They have a tremendous, tremendous defense. I know their offense has a lot of their guys back. I think all 11 starters, maybe something like that. So it's going to be a good game, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Cam Newton mentioned that the two of you share an agent. How well do you know each other?
I've gotten to know Cam a little bit, through events and just meeting him. He's a great guy. Obviously, he's a guy that is very, very talented. He's big. He's fast. He's got a strong, strong arm. He's got a lot of ability, I love watching him play. He's a great kid and a great person to be around, and he's got so much personality, and it helps his football team, I believe. I think that he brings an edge to his football team, and that's what makes him so great.
Cam went through the same thing you're going through now, a lot of notoriety early on. Has that surprised you, all the commercials and magazine covers, and how are you handling that, Russell?
I think ignoring the noise, staying limited to what I do and keeping, my main focus obviously on the Lord, but also, my secondary focus on football and just making sure that I'm ready, making sure that I'm prepared. As I always say, the separation is in the preparation. And the way I prepare is going to help me play, a great football game come Sunday. And that's the way I look at it every week. And so I just take one game at a time. I don't worry about all the outside distractions or all the outside stuff. That's always going to be there, whether if you're doing really well or not doing so well. And so I think the more that you can eliminate that, the better off you'll be.
Has it been a distraction? Do you feel like a star?
No, not at all, man. I just feel like a normal guy just trying to learn how to play the game and trying to do it well. I think that it's a good thing. It's obviously a blessing to have all those, to be able to do certain things in the off season. But, I feel like I've done a great job of just staying really focused on what I need to do and just preparing the right way. Focusing on my footwork, focusing on watching film. Everywhere I went, whether if it was running my camps all over the country, or if it was anything else that I did. You know, I always brought my playbook, always watched film, you know, every day, just always doing something active, making sure that my body's ready to go. And so I'm excited about this season. It's going to be a great opportunity. We have a great football team, great coaching staff, and we just have to play one game at a time and treat every game like it's a championship game, obviously. You know, playing the Carolina Panthers, they got a lot of great football players, and so, like I keep saying, we're going to bring our A game.
Can you talk a little bit about yoga? I was reading that ESPN the magazine story, and that was an interesting story. How much of that do you do, and how does it help you?
Well, you know, I kind of did some different things this off season. Some of the things that I worked on, obviously, you know, they talked about yoga and what we're doing here and stuff, and just working on our flexibility more than anything. You know, that's like the biggest thing for me is just, can I be flexible? Can I stay strong? That type of thing. So that really, really does help, just relaxing and just, you know, working on my flexibility. The other thing I did a lot of was just swimming. I swam a lot. That really helped with my conditioning. I think it helps my shoulder strength, too, and just toning up and everything. So I think that was, like, probably the best thing that I did all season. It was a challenge that I mean, I knew how to swim. I knew how to stay afloat and all that. But just to be able to swim for laps and to be able to work on that conditioning and everything, I think that really helps, you know. And so I think it's definitely shown up for me this whole training camp. I've noticed a difference, and so I noticed a difference in the offseason. Hopefully it'll make a difference this season.
Russell, what do you remember about the Panthers secondary? They've changed a little bit back there, but a lot of them are the same guys.
Well, Captain Munderland's a great player. He's got a knack for the ball. He's all over the place. He's a really good football player. He can make a lot of plays, does a lot of great things for them. You know, and so you always have to kind of be aware of where he is. And then, you know, you have you got the Josh guys, number 22, both of the Josh brothers or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
But they can both play really well. Both fill in. They both do a great job for them. And you know, I've actually known Josh Norman for, you know, over the past year and a half or so. Me and him trained at IMG together, so he's a really good football player, a really long guy that can make a lot of plays and do a lot of great things for them. And then in terms of their secondary, you know, you have those safeties back there and Godfrey and number 21, so they make a lot of plays. I know they got Quentin Michael. So I'm not sure he's number. Is he going to be number 27? Do you know? I know he's 27
yeah,
for
yeah,
the Rams.
Yeah.
They haven't shown it on a sheet yet, but I know he's a great player too. He makes a lot of great plays for them. You know, for the Rams, he did. And so, you know, you really have to making sure you know where those guys are and just capitalize on the opportunities that you get and just play one play at a time and stay in the moment.
Can you talk about Luke Kuechly? Did you look any tape of the Baltimore preseason game that he played, and just your thoughts on him?
Man, that's my dude, man. I played him, you know, NC State versus Boston College several times. You know, we trained together. He's a great, great kid. He makes so many great plays out there. He's active as anything. Obviously, if you watch the Baltimore game, it shows up. All year last year, it showed up. You know, he's one of my favorite players to watch. You know, he's just a guy that just loves the game of football. He's so athletic, so quick. Has a knack for getting to the football in terms of the run game, and just does a great job in the passing game. And I can tell, you know, you can tell on film that he's their leader on defense. You can just sense it. You can see it. And so, you know, it's always great to play somebody that's young, that's that talented and that composed and that smart and that talented. You know, it's a pleasure to play against him. He's going to be a great football player for a long time. And obviously I look forward to playing him for many years. But he's a guy that I really, really like a lot, just as a person, but also as a football player.
Do you think if Tom O'Brien would have let you play, he'd still be coaching NC State?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not worried about that. I mean, God works in mysterious ways. He puts you in certain places at the right time, you know, and just as long as you trust that, you know. And obviously, I loved NC State, still do, to be able to, you know, play my football and baseball there. Such an amazing opportunity, you think about it. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, just to, you know, take 18 credits every semester to, you know, graduate in 3 years, go to grad school there, and also, you know, play football and baseball. And it's a dream come true, you know. And then, you know, obviously transferring to University of Wisconsin, something I never expected. That was an amazing experience for me too. But you know, he puts you in the right place at the right time. You know, and I'm so happy about the opportunity that I have right now.
Thanks, Russell.
Thanks,
appreciate
you.
Thank you guys so much. All right, go Hawks.